Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA is committed to advancing national progress and empowering poor and downtrodden. Notification for first phase of assembly elections to be issued today in Jharkhand. Indian Railways reduces advance ticket booking period from 120 to 60 days. President Draupadi Murmu to hold talks with her Malawi counterpart Lazarus Chakwera today. Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar killed in a chance encounter with Israeli forces in southern Gaza. And in cricket, South Africa beat Australia by 8 wickets to enter Women's T20 World Cup final. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is committed to advancing national progress and empowering the poor and downtrodden. In a social media post after chairing a meeting of NDA chief ministers and deputy chief ministers in Chandigarh, Mr. Modi stated that they had extensive discussions on good governance and ways to improve people's lives. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting, which focused on national development issues. Discussions included the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance participated in the meeting. BJP National President JP Nadda noted that this is the first meeting of a non-Congress government attended by all parties and a total of 6 resolutions were passed. Talking to media, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, who attended the meeting, said they received guidance from the Prime Minister on various points to fulfill the resolve of a developed India. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections will be issued today in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. 25th October is the last date of filing of nominations. Candidates can file their nominations from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More from our correspondent.
Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 28th October. Last day for withdrawal of candidature is 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd November. Both NDA and India Alliance are engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide a seat-sharing formula. This time, BJP will contest elections with AJSU, Janata Dal United and Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest elections with Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and CPI-ML. With KK Lal, Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News.
In Uttar Pradesh, notification for the by-polls to 9 assembly seats will be issued today. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. A report from our correspondent.
The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katehri, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sismau, Ghaziabad, Majwa and Khair. Out of these 9 seats, 4 were held by Samajwadi Party, 3 by BJP, 1 each by BJP allies Nishad Party and the SP's former ally Rashtri Lok Dal. 8 out of these 9 seats except Sismau fell vacant after its MLAs were elected as MPs in the recent Lok Sabha polls. In Sismau, the by-poll is being held due to the disqualification of SPM MLA Irfan Solanki, who was convicted in a criminal case. The Samajwadi Party has already announced candidates on 7 seats, including party chief Akhilesh Yadav's cousin, Tej Pratap Yadav, as its candidate from Karhal. BJP has not announced the names, but decided to field its candidates on 8 out of these 9 seats, except Mirapur, where its ally RLD will field the candidate. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Maharashtra, the Office of Income Tax Department is committed to curb the misuse of money power during the upcoming Maharashtra State Legislative Assembly election. In a bid to ensure fair elections, an election expenditure monitoring mechanism consisting of a 24/7 control room has been set up by the Income Tax Department, Mumbai. This will be in operation till the Model Code of Conduct is in force. This is to enable the people to provide information regarding cash and valuables utilized in electioneering purposes. Indian Railways has reduced the advance ticket booking period by half. In a statement, Railway said that passengers will now be able to book train tickets up to 60 days in advance instead of the previous 120 days. This change will come into effect from 1st of November. Until 31st of October, passengers can continue to book tickets 120 days ahead of their journey. However, cancellations of bookings made beyond the revised 60-day advance reservation period will still be permitted. The railway said there will be no change in the case of certain daytime express trains such as Taj Express and Gomti Express, which already have shorter advance reservation periods in place. For foreign tourists, however, the time limit for advance bookings will remain unchanged at 365 days. Union Minister for Heavy Industry and Steel, H.D. Kumaraswamy, will inaugurate a mega job fair in Mandya, Karnataka today. The two-day event held at Sir M. Visveswaraya Stadium will feature 150 employers offering various job opportunities to walk-in candidates. Among the participating companies are the Steel Authority of India, National Mineral Development Corporation, Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited, Mekon, and Jindal Steel. The job fair titled Mandya to India aims to provide employment to over 3,000 youths from the Mandya region. In a statement to the media, Mr. Kumaraswamy emphasized that Mandya district has no shortage of talent, with many graduates emerging from its educational institutions each year. In Madhya Pradesh, in a first of its kind of initiative, pink alarms have been installed at the government-run district hospital and medical college in Datia. The issue of safety of women staff at public hospitals came to the fore recently after the rape and murder of a trainee doctor at R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. More from a correspondent.
The pink alarm system is a brainchild of district collector Sandeep Makin. The pressing of an alarm will set off a siren, and within 5 minutes, the security personnel will reach the person in trouble. Civil surgeon and hospital superintendent Dr. K.C. Rathor informed that the pink alarms were installed in the staff duty room on all the three floors of the maternity ward, trauma center, and the new OPD block. Officials informed that this is the first government hospital in the state where this facility has been provided for women's security. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her three African nations, is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings and delegation-level talks with the leadership of Malawi today. A report from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will be holding bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera, today. Delegation-level meetings will also be held today on various issues. The President will also visit the National War Memorial and Mausoleum. Meanwhile, the President had interacted with the Indian diaspora in a community event last evening. President urged the Indian community to continue to do the good work and to be active partners in the vision of Vigasit Bharat.
और हमारे डेवलपमेंट एजेंडा को आगे आने का आग्रह कर भारत के बाहर रह रहे हमारे देशवासियों का कल्याण करना हमारी सरकार की सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है
मयूषा फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज फ्रॉम लिलोंगवे
Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita will visit Indonesia this Saturday and Sunday. He will attend the inauguration ceremony of President-elect Prabowo Subianto and Vice President-elect Gibran Rakabuming Raka in Jakarta on Sunday. This year is significant as both countries celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations and mark a decade of India's Act East policy, of which Indonesia is an important pillar. The External Affairs Ministry stated that Mr. Margarita's participation in the inauguration ceremony reaffirms India's commitment to further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Indonesia. India has extended a new line of credit for over 487 crore rupees to the Mauritius government for financing of a water pipeline replacement project. This is the first ever rupee-denominated line of credit to have been extended by India for project financing to any country under the Indian Development and Economic Assistance Scheme. Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar has been killed in a chance encounter with Israeli forces in Rafah in southern Gaza. A photo taken at the scene shows Sinwar dressed in a combat gear, lying dead in the rubble of a building that was hit by a tank shell. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the soldiers and made clear that however big a victory, it is not the end of the war. However, Hamas has not yet confirmed his death. Sinwar was one of the masterminds behind last year's 7th October attacks on Israel. 61-year-old Sinwar, widely known as Abu Ibrahim, was appointed head of Hamas's political bureau, succeeding Ismail Haniyeh, who was killed in Tehran in July this year. Weeks before, Israel also killed Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah through air strikes in Lebanon. On to sports. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, South Africa sealed their spot in final after beating defending champions Australia in the first semi-final match at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Put into bat, Aussies were restricted at 134 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, the Proteas comfortably chased down the target by 18th over with Anake Bosch's unbeaten 74 off 48 deliveries. Bosch also got the Player of the Match award for her stellar performance. The second semi-final match between New Zealand and West Indies will be played today at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. The winner of this match will face South Africa in the finals on this Sunday in Dubai. In sports, while India excelled in football, shooting and chess yesterday, it had a tough day in cricket. We have a report.
In the SAFF Women's Football Championship, India outclassed Pakistan 5-2 at Kathmandu, Nepal yesterday. The match featured 50th international goal of prolific striker Nangangom Bala Devi, who became the first Indian women footballer to do so. India will now face Bangladesh in its second Group A fixture on 23rd of October. While in the WR Chess Masters Cup, India's Arjun Erigesi defeated Maxim Vachier-Lagrave in the finals at London last night. After two drawn classical games, Arjun kept his composure under time pressure and won with black in tiebreaker. On the other hand, Indian men's cricket team was found struggling against the Kiwis in the first test match at Bengaluru. The gameplay of day 3 will resume this morning after New Zealand were 180 for 3 with Rachin Ravindra and Daryl Mitchell at the crease at stumps yesterday. For Kiwis, Devon Conway scored 91, which helped the Kiwis to gain a lead of 134 runs against the host. Earlier, Indian team was bundled out for a mere 46 runs in the first innings. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu will face Indonesia's world number 8 Gregoria Mariska Tunjung in the women's singles quarterfinals of Denmark Open today. The match will start at 4:10 p.m. IST. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakul Matthew.
Thank you, Anuja. The Supreme Court upholds grant of nationality to immigrants in Assam. The Asian Age, quoting the Apex Court in a majority verdict, writes, Section 6A of Citizenship Act valid. While the Times of India adds, Bangladeshis entering Assam after 24th March 1971 are illegal immigrants. The Economic Times headlines a study by S&P Global Ratings saying India to be third largest economy by 2030, but population poses challenges. Capital's air deteriorates just 15 points short of crossing over to very poor zone, writes Hindustan Times on the onslaught of bad air battle in Delhi. Government aims to provide insurance pension to gig workers by 2025, reports Financial Express. And finally, the Indian Express on its front page headlines writes, JNU plans Shivaji Center, lessons from his era on Akhand Bharat concept. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA is committed to advancing national progress and empowering poor and downtrodden. Notification for first phase of assembly elections to be issued today in Jharkhand. Indian Railways reduces advance ticket booking period from 120 to 60 days. President Draupadi Murmu to hold talks with her Malawi counterpart Lazarus Chakwera today. Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar killed in a chance encounter with Israeli forces in southern Gaza. And in cricket, South Africa beat Australia by 8 wickets to enter Women's T20 World Cup final. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.